Hello and welcome to episode number 17.
You fucked it up. Start again.
Are you gonna stop recording?
No, I said this is Hannah. I said to you, do you think you've got this? And you said yes, right?
So this is like my French GCSE exam all over again. And all I did was laugh. Well, I'm in an uncomfortable situation, so I just giggle.
Okay, take a deep breath in.
Hello, and welcome to episode 17.
No, Stewie Starts Podcast.
Well, why can't I do it a different way?
Because it's technically not.
Hello, and welcome to Stewie Starts Podcast, episode 17. And today I am joined by a very special guest called Stewie. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on the show. I've always wanted to be on a podcast.
I'm really glad that you find your time in your busy schedule to join us tonight.
Well, you know, when you asked me to go on this podcast, I couldn't turn it down. It was this thing,
Anyway, we're going to get to it, and we're going to talk all about the 90s. How old were you in the 90s, Neil?
I don't know. I wrote the math down on, like, the vapes and stuff, but I don't know how much. I don't know. What 20? 30? 12, 20s? 10, teens?
20s?
I don't know.
No.
Hang on. Right, so it's 2024, and I was in the 90s, so, in my teens.
Okay. Right. Anyway, we're going to talk about the 90s today. So we're going to start with the introduction. Would you like to introduce the podcast, Neil?
Thank you for this amazing honour. How do you say it again?
Play
the introduction.
Fabulous.
Okay, Kirsty's been sacked. I'm back to taking over the show here. Well, we're here again. What's this? This is like the fucking third podcast I've done in like 3 days.
You clearly haven't got enough things to do.
I'm fucking bored. Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. So,
I wasn't bored. I was watching The Grinch.
Yeah, but you agreed to do this, so... Mm. Ha ha. Right, so today, if we could talk, Kirsty, we can get it out of there. Can you say something in there?
Hello.
Out of all the
I can't shout because it doesn't feel natural. So it has to be like this.
Right, okay. Well, looking at you like through the top of a fucking pop filter doesn't look natural to me. Right, so hang on a second. Just to make sure. Do you know something? We're just killing time because I haven't been up to much, so I'm just trying to, get them seconds in.
What, you haven't been up to much in the last like 48 hours?
No, I haven't. I've been sitting in the house, bored. And I thought to myself, fuck it, let's do another podcast. I was gonna go down and do another TikTok live stream, but I'm fucking fed up with him. You know what it's like going on him. Mm. Like, it's just not worth the fucking hassle. I only go on there if I have to. Mm. You know? Cause if I go on there now, especially Christmas time, every your light fingers, they like to fucking steal your parcels.
Well, no one will get in time for Christmas now. Anyway, you're too late.
Am I?
Yeah.
Happy days. A few more days off and a few more podcasts coming your way. I wanted to talk about aliens today, but Kirsty was like, no, I don't want to spend my evening talking about aliens. So the next episode was probably going to be tomorrow. It's going to be about...
Well, you can crack on with that one yourself.
Why did you interrupt me?
Because I wanted to express my dismay.
Your dismay?
Yeah.
For all you audio listeners, I'm giving her the fucking finger. Right. So, yeah, I mean, literally nothing to report. Like, I've cleaned the house. And Kirsty, being Kirsty, I don't know, I think was this in the relationships podcast where I like to get my own, downtime and eat my toast in peace. Mm. And every time I fucking eat some toast, like, I like four slices of toast and a few bits of ham or whatever. And every time I fucking make some, Kirsty always comes home. And today was no exception.
Yeah, but in my defense, it was 4 o'clock and I've been working all day. Mm. I've been in work 8 till 4 and I came home at 4. That is not my fault that you're making toast at 4 o'clock.
I'll get up earlier then. So. Yeah. Right. Is that your fucking...
No, but I'm just saying. It's not like I'm like, surprise, I'm home early. That's the time I finish work.
It was very comical because I literally... You have the toaster, and then the toaster's behind the toaster is the window. So I put the two bits of bread in the toaster and put the handle down, and then the second I turned around, there you are, reversing into the fucking driveway. I was like, for fuck's sake.
Do you know what? I don't actually go to work.
You just...
I won the lottery, and I sit around the corner all day, and I can just see you in the window at the toaster, and I'm like, right, I'm going to arrive home now.
So let me get this straight. You won... How much did you win the lottery?
100 million.
And you're not on a beach somewhere in like fucking Santa Monica? You're around the corner in the house waiting for me to get up to make some toast?
Because I'd rather annoy you.
That's bullshit, Kirsty. Well, surely you could pay somebody. If you had £1 million, I would pay a Kirsty double. Like a stunt double.
Well, there's no one that looks like me.
That's kind of true.
Well, there is though. There's Lee.
Yeah, he's a bloke.
Yeah, but you could put a wig on.
He's already got a wig in his head.
He's got more the hair than you, anyway.
That's a touchy subject. Let's not go there. So, obviously, I've got nothing to report other than I've been doing some research into these disposable vapes.
So, can you call it research?
It is. So, I like numbers. I'm a fucking weirdo. And I worked out how much money I was spending smoking cigarettes. Or tobacco, should I say, and a pouch of tobacco is £26, and I was buying fucking 5 of them a month. So what's that? £26. Quick math, Kirsty. 5.
100.
And 15? 25?
No, 129 or something. Yeah. Well, 25. 4 25s is 100. So 120... 6, 107, 108, and 109. What, 130? £130. Check the calculator, but I think I'm right.
So there were £26 each times 5, so it's 130.
There you go.
So I was spending £130 a month on tobacco, and I thought to myself, right, because normally I don't give a fuck. I'm just literally like, I've got the money, like it doesn't bother me. So I was like, I need to look into this because how. Initially, the reason why I stopped smoking is I wanted to get back into running again. I haven't done much running in the last couple of weeks, haven't I? Fucking.
Had a day off and you didn't want to go running. It was dry earlier.
Look at it out there.
It was sunny this morning.
Fuck it. No, because I was going to do this podcast earlier when I got up and it was fucking it was lashing down.
Yeah, but what time did you get up?
About 3.
Well, there you go then. No, this morning.
I got up at like, I don't know, what time? 12?
This morning, when I went to work at 8,
mm-hmm.
It was sunny. It was dry. It was dry until about. 12:30?
Well, there you go. So the weatherman hates me, right? So anyway, so I was like, right, I'm going to fucking stop smoking and I'm going to start vaping instead. So I came across these vapes. So one's called, and I'm calling these out because they're lamb bastards. I think I should call them out. So
what's on your back? It's not mine.
Right. Okay. I'll just say the initials. So one is LM and then the other is EB. And these are like... disposable vapes. The LM is 6,000 puffs, right? The EB is 5,000 puffs. So based on that, I worked out, I did a series, like I got the vape and I put in the time and the date when I started using one. And turns out the EB, the 5,000 puff one, lasted me 10 days. And it doesn't take a genius to fucking work out. And I literally did it right from the second I started using it. I was like, this is the start time. This is fucking data. I'm analysing shit. So I took just normal puffs like you would on a fucking cigarette or something like that. Like I was just taking it normally. And so it turns out the EB last, which is a 5,000, I'll not say the names. One was 5,000 puffs, one was 6,000 puffs. And the 5,000 puff lasted me 10 days. Guess how long the fucking 6,000 puff lasted me?
Longer.
10 days?
Hmm.
So how the fuck does that work out?
Don't know.
And so according to that, right, so... according to them, the 5,000 puffs, that lasted me 10 days. They're trying to say that I have 500 puffs a day or 600 puffs a day. And immediately I was, because my brain, it likes to calculate shit all the time. I don't know why it does it. Like, I'm on this fucking spectrum or something, I don't know. But if I go to like a shop and I buy certain things and it's wrong, I automatically know. Why is that?
Don't know.
If somebody overcharges me, instead of me just going, yeah, my brain is instantly like, that's too much.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. So it was the same thing. So whenever I worked out the calculations and stuff, and I was like, hang on, 500 puffs a day? I was like, that's way too much. That's not fucking right. So
Well, no, that is a bit extreme for anyone, really.
Yeah, so I was like, right, I just took it. I was like, okay, then maybe I do. Who knows? So instead of fucking counting 6,000 puffs or whatever, I was just like, I just bought loads of them. So I bought quite a few of them on eBay. And the problem is, when you buy them on there, you don't know what the fuck you're buying, do you?
No.
So I bought 10. Basically, I wanted to bulk buy so I didn't have to buy like vapes for the next 6 months. And these are disposable ones. So like, so I bought 10 of them. And like, out of 10 of them, like I think 4 of them were dodgy. So like, whenever you start taking it, you could taste it, like the blueberry or whatever. But then after like 10 or 20 puffs or whatever, all of a sudden, it's just... The flavour just completely goes.
Mm.
And this thing's near full. And then it's like almost like a metallic-y, metal-y taste.
Mm.
So fuck knows what I was fucking inhaling. But they're dodgy. So I was like, right. Because I think I was paying... I can't remember how much I was paying. But like... I think it worked out. They were like £5 each or £4 each, I think they were. And then I was like, £4 lasted me 10 days. I worked out the math on that. Like, but because I kept getting dodgy ones, I was like, well, it's actually costing me more. So I was like, I'm just going to go to a vape shop. So I went to a vape shop, proper vape shop, and I bought a proper vape. And it was like £45 for a bundle.
Mm.
And then I also bought like five bottles, like refill bottles. And so then the actual vape that I had, the dearer one, actually tells you how many puffs you have.
Mm.
And I've had it now for over a week. And on average, it's around about a day, right? That's about 160 puffs. So, and I'm using that like I was using the vapes.
Yeah.
The disposable ones. So, I started doing like data on that. And I'm like, no, I haven't went over 174 puffs. And that's with alcohol and stuff. So, I'm like... They're a bunch of lamb fucking bastards.
Mm.
There's no way that there's... I mean, what do they class as a puff?
Well, that's what it is what they're classing as a puff, isn't it?
Well...
To get that number, is it would be like... They've got some machine, probably. And it's like a... And then that's what...
It's like child fucking puffs or something?
Probably.
I continue to do some, like, collecting data. And one of them bottles actually lasted me a week.
Mm.
And I bought 5 of them for £15. So that means one lasts me a week. That's 7 days. So that's
like a month, isn't it?
£3 a week.
Mm.
So £3 a week, 3 times 4? 12.
Yes, Neil.
So we went from £130 down to £12 a month.
Mm.
Anybody who's smoking...
Did you know, like, times that by 12, that's like over a grand a year.
It's fucking madness. Crazy, isn't it? It's madness. And I feel... Right, the thing about vapes, people's like, oh, you get... What was it, cauliflower lung or something? I did a podcast. If you want to hear me go in depth about this, listen to the vapes episode. But I strongly advise anybody who is smoking, now's the time to just switch to vapes. Because, like, and don't get disposable ones. Go to a fucking... Because they're land. Because, like, the thing is, right? So, I'm saying, like, 180 puffs, right? So, a week. Sorry, 180 puffs a day. That's... They're way off by like 320. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to say that, like, that's way off. So even if I do take smaller puffs, that's still 1880. Or sorry, 180 times 2 is 360. So it's...
I think, like, they've clearly got some technology or something, and that's how they're measuring their puffs. It wouldn't be from, like, a normal puff. That's how they probably get their stupid 6,000, which isn't... It's not realistic or idealistic. But they do it to sell, don't they? That's all it is.
Well, yeah, but it's false advertisement, I'd say.
Mm.
They should state what an actual fucking puff is.
Yeah.
Like, timed, maybe? Like, because to me, like, they would have to, like, the pressure, like, you know, the length of time for the force, and then you have to, like, sort of do some calculations on that. And I can guarantee you, a normal person puffing, because I think, if you think about it, we all breathe naturally. Like, and I feel like that's what a puff is. Do you breathe in naturally?
Mm.
I would love to see them fucking breathing, walking around with like their. Because
it'll all be computerized. That's all it'll be.
Yeah, well, they're way off. They're fucking way off. So I wouldn't believe in any of that. Like, I would literally.
Well, disposable vapes are getting banned next year anyway.
Well, good, because they're lying, fucking bastards. So yeah, so that's my advice. So that's what I've been up to recently, I guess.
Neil's always got a bee in his bonnet about something.
Well,
no, you're within your right. I get it.
I haven't got a bee in the bonnet about the vape I've got now. I fucking love that thing.
No, true.
And it looks cool. It looks slick as well. And another thing, I think I can get away with driving with my phone in my hand, Kirsty.
Because you've got the vape.
Got the vape, because there's a screen on the vape. And if you look at it, it kind of looks like a phone.
Yeah, but so, you still get caught with like driving without due care and intention, wouldn't you? If you're looking at your vape. Well, you're not looking at the road.
Well, no, you can have a vape in your hand. And vape.
Yeah, but if you were looking at the screen.
No, I wasn't happened. Looking. Well, I'm not looking at the screen. Well, like, I could be looking at my puffs. Because, like, do you know, like, it wasn't even that long ago. I think it was only a few years ago that if you were caught driving with your phone, you could say you were playing a game.
Yeah,
and then that would have got, that was a loophole.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, so like, because you're not communicating with anyone, but apparently now it's like, even if your phone's lit up.
Yeah.
But if you're driving down.
And then if you've got like Google Maps on your phone.
Well, it has to be fixed onto the. Mm. What the fuck is the difference between it being fixed onto dashboard?
No.
So I can like, just get something fixed on the dashboard and don't have it in your hand.
Mm.
Like, I don't understand why, because I've got like that magnetic thing, so I put it on there.
Mm.
So, I'm not saying I drive with the phone in my hand, that's not what I'm saying, but if there ever was an occasion where I was driving with the phone in my hand, and they were like, we got you on camera, I'd be like, that was my vape.
Mm.
Fuck yous. So there you go, guys. There's another reason to get a fucking vape, isn't it? I'm not being, I'm probably going to get fucking banned now for this, but I would definitely recommend getting a vape, guys. You'll save so much fucking money. And then think about it, if you've got kids, not only are you adding years onto your life, but £100 a month, you could just use that for like a, every year I'm going to take them out somewhere.
Mm.
Or every year, every month I'm going to take them out somewhere.
Mm.
For even a meal or something.
Mm.
That's mad, huh? I heard this weird story the other day that there was a woman, you know why like certain restaurants and stuff, they'll do like a kids eat free?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I think I'm not too sure if I talked about this before, but there was a very famous supermarket. And when you go in there and you buy like a fry or something like that, the kids eat free.
Mm.
And this woman was using that in order to feed her kid because she couldn't afford it. So she went to whatever establishment was, paid for her to have something, and then her kid was eating free. And that's how she was feeding her kid. And they fucking called the social services on her. And she got away with it. So they called the social services on her because, like, oh, she can't look after her kid. And then the social services were like, well, no, because she's using her brain. She can't afford to.
No.
But I think it's pretty smart because she's like, I can't afford to feed my kid. So and this is the way they looked at it. So she.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I'm interjecting here because.
I'm smart now, so yeah, I'm going to interject.
But social services aren't there just to take children away. They support families, so like they will help her if she's like, say she's on benefits and she hasn't got benefits, like they will help her do that. Social services aren't just for taking children away.
Fuck me, touching her hair, didn't I?
Well, I work with them closely in my job, so I know.
So do you think it's a bad thing or a good thing that she was doing that?
No, it was a good thing that she was doing that because at least a child was being fed. That's absolutely fine. And that's why these supermarkets are doing these at the moment, because there are so many families that are on the breadline. There are so many families that can't afford to heat their house or feed their children. Food banks is another one.
I used to go to a food bank.
Mm. So we have a lot of family, like in my line of work, that we have to give food bank vouchers to families because they can't afford food.
I mean... yeah, and thing is, with them, like, you're not really, you're not fixing the problem, are you? You're just almost prolonging it.
But you're helping them in that moment, aren't you? Because very often, families that need it, like, they've got a delay in their benefits or something's changed, so they need something that just ticks them over. But you don't give them the food voucher and then leave them to it. You support them to whatever that issue is. You put them in contact to a service that can help them through that bit.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, how are people gonna fucking how's it gonna like get better? Like, what's gonna help? Because like, people are getting in debt, getting credit cards just to fucking survive. Like, how is it gonna fucking how's this gonna improve?
Don't know. society, the whole system is awful.
Yeah, and then if you, the only thing you can sort of do is fucking turn to criminality, aren't you? And then, and then you're going to get your fucking kids. It's fucking shit. This country is shit. I fucking hate this. I hate the whole UK. Like. But yeah, so, I mean, there you go. 20 minutes. Managed to put it off. what about this fucking farmer thing?
What farmer thing?
Have you heard all this protest and stuff? So you know the way they went down to London and they were like protesting against inheritance tax? Well, apparently they had a vote for it and it was like ayes to the fucking yes or whatever. There was like apparently something about they were going to do something about it, whatever. But basically it was all for nothing because the farmers, the government just like fuck is.
Well, yeah, they're going to do that anyway. Well, the government will do what they want.
But every other political party voted yes and then it was only Labour that voted no. To remove it. Is that what it, all right, so the thing was like, let's remove inheritance tax and all the other parties were like, yes, let's do it, and then Labour was like, no, and because there's more of them, they won the fucking vote. So like why fuck them over, like? Why are they fucking over, and then why are they fucking
But the thing is, like, my thing is that why aren't politicians getting tax rates? Like, they're the ones with the money. Yeah. So shouldn't
politician
they be taxed?
Tax? Shove up my fucking ass.
Yeah. You know, they claim so much free stuff. They get free clothes. They get free boxes and stuff like that. I just think it's ridiculous. The whole... I'm not even getting into it because I don't... It's not that I don't care, but I don't believe a single politician because they lie. They lie to get into power and they say that they're going to do all these promises to the UK and make the UK a better place and they don't because all they want to do is their power and they greed themselves. That's all I'm saying on about it. Because right. I just...
Well, I agree. Apart from Trump.
No, I think he's probably the same. I think all politicians are the same. The end.
Right, there you go. anything else you want to... What have you been up to recently?
Work, Neil.
Well, what have you done today in work?
Oh, is that a cat? Sorry, it's a cat fighting outside. Do you not hear it? I have run a baby massage class this morning.
What?
A baby massage class. So teach parents how to massage their babies. It's very, just very
on,
nice.
Just on the baby's back, just cottage up.
Yeah. It's quite similar to that, actually.
Is it?
And that is promoting bond and attachment between a parent and a baby. So it's actually really nice. We had 10 mums. Did that this morning.
Well, lucky there. Why did you not fucking come back and practice on me?
I think I offered once and then you said no, so sod you. I do it on Phil Mitchell, the doll. He's in my car at the moment.
Oh, fucking hell. Kirsty has this doll she practiced with, and it is literally a fucking doll, isn't it? And like, he didn't tell me about it, and then I came out of the car one time, and her car was parked next to mine, and I just seen this fucking kid laying there, arms and legs. What the fuck is that?
Like, it's a really big doll, isn't it?
It looks fucking freaky. Why do you just leave it in your car like that? It's scary.
Well, no, I don't usually leave it in the car, but I need it tomorrow. Because I've got a baby massage visit tomorrow, so it's in the car for tomorrow. And it looks really, really wrong if I put a baby in the boot. Because if I'm in the car park, because it's that real, people think that I'm holding a proper baby. So and then I chuck it in the boot. And I've had, in the building that I work, so our store cupboard where Phil Mitchell is usually stored, there's a waiting room with old little biddies that wait to go and get their feet seen to. And if there is someone in the waiting room and I go put Phil Mitchell in the cupboard, they're like, why are you putting that little child in the cupboard? And I'm like, it's a doll. Oh, it looks really real.
We call it Phil Mitchell because it looks bald. Like fucking Phil Mitchell. And Phil Mitchell is a soap star in the UK for any American listeners. but it is fucking freaky though. Like, yeah. When you carry that around, do you just like pick it up with one leg upside down and stuff? And just...
I used to, but I get it really frowned upon, so I carry it like a proper baby. Yeah. I have thrown it through the door, like, before. Like, you know, just I'm just popping you there. And I have been told off by strangers, because they're like, what are you doing to that child? I'm like, it's not real, it's a doll.
It is fucking realistic, though. But what do you do with it? Just pretend to massage?
So I do the massage on the doll. So I'm showing the parents how to do the massage on the doll and they're doing it on the baby.
Do you like slap
it's
it?
It's quite intense. We had to do a 4-day training course for that massage course.
Do you have to do like CPR on, like, life support on kids? Are you not supposed to be a nurse?
Well, yeah, but I'm not a nurse yet.
All right.
I'm a nursery nurse.
Yeah, because I've seen it. I think, I can't remember where I've seen it, but like it's different. If you're doing like CPR on a child, it's different from an adult. Like in an adult, you cross your hands over like this, and then you press. And
yeah, one hand for a child, but you do rescue breast first because chances are that they need the oxygen. It's not that they need the heart starting; it's the oxygen for a child.
We should do some pranks with that fucking doll you've got. That'd be fucking hilarious.
I don't know actually if it's still the same one. The one I've got now is like Oriental. He's like Asian. he's not like, yeah.
Is it in the car?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to take a photograph of this and I'm going to put it on the social.
It's definitely an Asian baby or a Filipino baby or something. Is Filipino Asian? Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's an Asian baby.
What's the name of this one?
Phil. No, George. Well, actually.
Fuck George.
No, actually, the story was, he was George. And he had blue trousers and a yellow t-shirt on that said Happy Easter. And he just wore that all year round because I didn't have any of the baby clothes for him. And I went on holiday and the girls that I work with weren't happy that it was like August and he had a Happy Easter top on him. So he has a tutu on now.
A tutu?
Like a tutu baby grow. So he's now called Georgie. So he's female now.
Me?
I've got a transgender doll.
Jesus Christ. I was thinking more like just a normal one, like Lee.
No, George. Georgie. It's Georgie.
When have you ever been to fucking or even spoke to a Chinese person that's called George?
Well, I don't even know if he's Chinese. He's Asian.
You don't even know if it's a fucking boy or girl, either?
No.
A non-binary, non-gender. Non-gender, non-binary, non-ethnic.
Ethnicity.
Fucking doll. Do you reckon we should do, like, when a star goes over, like a fallen star, we should wish her to become a real fucking them?
Georgie.
Yeah. It'll come back with, like, a fucking proper...
Georgie.
Proper fucking Asian accent.
What is it? It, isn't it? Huh? Isn't the child from It called Georgie? Would you like to play, Georgie? Is it?
Oh, is that the one
clown?
And he rips the fucking arm off the little kid?
I don't know. I've never seen it, but there's something, isn't it? With the boat and it goes down the drain. Is it like, you want to come here, George? What does he say?
Do you want a sweet, Georgie?
I don't know. Something, Georgie.
Do you want a red balloon? Is it a balloon?
Do you want the balloon? Oh, I don't know. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's all like nicey-nicey. And he's like, oh, I'm not a stranger anymore or something like that. Mm. And the next thing, he bites his fucking arm off. Mm. That went from like zero to like a million.
Georgie. Is it something like that? I'm going to have to Google it now.
He's probably called like fucking Tom or something. Yeah, that film, It, like it's a fucking... Actually, because that might be in the 90s, isn't it? Because we're going to be talking about the 90s.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
It's weird because like... is it Stephen King? Isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it goes all fucking weird. Like he turns into a spider and shit. Sorry for anybody who hasn't seen it. Hello, Georgie.
Oh, that's it, is it? Hello, Georgie.
Yeah, but...
Hang on.
Do you want to play or something? If you're playing anything, you have to put it right to the speaker.
I don't even know if this is the right one.
It's probably something from, like, Jungle Book or something you're watching.
No, it was out in the 1990s. I don't think this is the right one. That's the one I want, I think. I want the clown bit.
Well, we can confirm his name is Georgie.
Yeah. It's going to be too long to find it.
Yeah, he...
Pennywise, isn't it, the clown?
Yeah. But the older one's fucking more scarier, though, I think.
What, the newest? The latest one?
No, the older one. The first one that was out.
I don't know. I've never watched either of them.
Well, you know the difference between the two, don't you?
No.
So?
They're just newer. It's a remastered version, isn't it?
No, but the actual It, the clown itself. So you have the newer one that's got the guy with the fucking funny smile and the fat bottom lip. And then the one before it is the one with like the bald. He actually looks like a scurry clown.
Okay.
You see the first one? That was the guy that was in Home Alone. You know the bit I love where the one, he's like...
What, Marv? You twisted my ankle, Marv?
No. He's the hotel guy. And then
wrap up, dear. It's awfully cold outside.
That's him.
That was him. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Have you seen him now? He had an accident. He's fucked. Like, he looks really bad.
wrap up. It's awfully cold
outside. I just love the way she fucking slaps him. You just see this arm going across, and then he just is, oh, here's. But then he just sort of stays there almost. Yeah. You can tell she didn't slap, but.
I love you.
You've been boning Cliff. He's like, no, he hasn't. Yeah, that bit where. Oh, because that's the 90s, isn't it? Home Alone?
Yeah.
I think we'll start with that, shall we?
Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
I love you. That's the way they do it.
You gotta do better than that.
I love you.
You've got a count of 10 to get out of this room before I poop. I don't know. And then he like starts firing, doesn't he? And they like army crawl out of the room and he's like, stay in your rooms. There's an insane guest in the building.
I liked the bit where fucking... Macaulay Culkin, what's his name in the actual film?
Kevin.
I love it whenever Kevin smashes the window in the second one, and then Harry and Dave chase him, and then
Dave,
jump.
Dave.
Harry and Marv. Who's Dave?
I don't know.
I like it whenever fucking he sets that trap up the board, and then hang on, who jumps out first? Harry jumps out onto the board, and then Marv jumps in, and he flings him up in the air, and he lands in the car and fucking totally fucks himself up. And then Harry goes over to Marv.
Marv
goes over to Harry, and he's like, oh, I think I twisted my ankle on that board.
But that's Home Alone 2, that's not Home Alone 1.
Yeah.
That's Lost in New York, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one where he gets slapped as well.
Oh, shit, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
The bricks and stuff?
Yeah.
It's mad the way he throws a brick, and it almost instantly... leaves a mark in his head. That's fucking mad. The bit that always cracks me up is like whenever he walks through the door and it sets his hair on fire, or his head.
Yeah.
And then he sees the toilet, and then he puts his head up, and then it takes, like, shows you like an outside thing, and then all hears,
flash. When I was younger, when we watched it at Christmas time, I loved when Marv got electrocuted.
Oh, yeah.
And you can, like, his hair goes wilder and wilder and wilder, and then you get the skeleton, don't you? And he comes out in his voice, isn't it?
Why the hell are you dressed like a chicken?
Or you know, when the tall chest comes down the stairs and he's like, what's that noise? And then bang, and they crank their noses out, and he's like, that was the noise of a tall chest coming down the stairs.
That's the sound of a tall chest falling down the stairs. So with that, we're going to get stuck into the topic, which is the 90s. So this one's going to be a good one, guys. We're going to be talking about TV shows, movies, being a kid, school, music, fashion, toys. This is going to be a quick one. We've already talked for half an hour. There you go.
A quick one, and you want to go through all days. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it's only going to be a half an hour chat, but it's going to be fun. We've already talked about fucking Home Alone. So, let's get fucking stuck into it. Play the motherfucking intro, motherfuckers. So, I think we're going to start off with, like, the beginning. So, like, what was it like when we were growing up in the 90s? Now, I don't really want to touch on too much about this because, like, it doesn't take long for somebody from Northern Ireland to fucking bring up the troubles, does it?
Yeah.
But, like, I suppose I'm going to have to talk about it. But, so my growing up in the 90s for me was a little bit fucking different for you, Kirsty, wasn't it?
I think different ends of the spectrums, to be quite honest.
What did you do when you were growing up in the 90s? What was a normal day for you?
Well, I am from a village, a little tiny village. So, school, play outside, eat tea, play outside some more. Have dinner.
Lunch. Can't eat tea.
Afternoon,
you drink
tea. You know, evening meal. And just, we played outside, really. Pretty much what we did.
I'm trying to work out how old I was. So, I would have been 5 at the start. So, I would have been 5 in 1990. So, 5 till I was...
5 to 15, because it's 10 years.
5 to 15, yeah.
I would have been under 10, Neil.
Yeah, so I mean, what was I doing when I was 5? Well, I was drawing. That's when I fucking pretty much start drawing. But it wasn't really until I was about 7, I would say, that I started to realise that, what's all this fucking banging?
Mm.
Realising what it was. And then you start then realising, like, oh, fuck it, that was a bomb. Somebody just died.
Mm.
I mean, I remember, even going to school and stuff and all, you would, like, houses would get, like, if there was, like, a feud within, like, the same, or, like, area, if you like. So, like, somebody's house would get, like, nail-bombed and stuff like that. And then I remember, like, going to school one time, and then What they do is, well, after they nail bomb stuff, like the house or whatever, they'll put the big boards up on the window so that you can't see in, and then the people who nail bombed it basically will come back and rip it off to show everybody like what happened to you. And like, I remember like just walking through, going to school one time and all, and there was like, that's the house I got nail bombed last night. And then we like walk past it and I look through the window, the blown up window, and it's mad, like you just see like these are not tiny nails, these are like 9-inch nails.
Yeah.
And there's like 9-inch nails holes everywhere, all over the fucking house. It's in like the living room. Fucking seeing like. And he, like, it was, yeah. It wasn't a fucking safe place, but like, when you were born into it, you don't really know it.
Well, you don't know any different, do you?
It was only until I moved away from Northern Ireland that I realised how fucked up it was.
Because
like, I remember coming over here and I was on a bus one time and there was a scouser next to me, and I remember driving past a police station. This was like day one or something, and I looked at the fucking police station. It was like a house with a little fucking police thing sign at the front. I was like, what the fuck was that? Is that a police station? And he was like, yeah. I was like, sure, anybody could just burn that place down to the ground. And he looked at me and he's like, we don't fucking do that over here. And I'm like, oh, right. That's when I started realising that I was like, fucking hell, this place is mad. But even like, for me, and a lot of people as well in Northern Ireland, like growing up in the 90s and stuff, especially like guys, we loved rap music, even though we were all white. But I think we sort of connected with it because like, whenever I was growing up in the 90s and stuff, yeah, I went to a couple of holidays in Spain and stuff like that, but like, the majority, like, I'd never been over to England, I'd never been to anywhere. And when you're listening to rap music and you're like, that's in America, and they're talking about guns and shootings and stuff like that, you can almost relate to it. So that's when I first realized that. And when you're young, because what was I, 10 or something, like when Tupac stuff was around, and you're listening to their music plus what's going on with you, I was just like, well, this is the way the world is. Not realizing that you're over here fucking building dams and shit,
like,
in nature.
Yeah. Spent my time in a wood making dens, you know.
And if it wasn't like growing up, if it wasn't fucking shootings or killings or stabbings or anything or bombs or whatever, you were fighting. And you could never fucking, you could never like get away from it. So it was like, normally with it, if you're walking in the city centre or something like that, you'll get a group of fucking kids coming up to you. Where are you from? Or like, are you Catholic or Protestant? And then you're like, well, I'm not religious. I'm neither. Where are you from? I'm from this place. Oh, well, then you're this. You're like, you can't fucking win. And it was always like, it was always fighting. So like where I lived, there was only ever two ways to get into this, walk into the city centre. So you had like, one way was over a bridge. And it was like the other side, if you like, was there. And we were almost, it was like, it was the fucking most dangerous thing walking over this bridge. Because you were like risking your fucking life. Because what they do is, you get in fights and then they'll try and chuck each other over the bridge into the water, which has happened loads of times. I'm pretty sure it happened to my fucking brother. But sometimes if you're like young and you can't afford fucking something, you want to go into the town centre, and you, because I only live like 10 minute walk. So it was like, why get a bus when I could walk in? But then you're like, if I walk in, I could fucking die or get shot or something. But yeah, so growing up in the 90s for me was fucking shite. But it was, you know, it is what it is. And
yeah, but that's only reflected now, because you didn't know any different back then. So you would have loved your life back then, wouldn't you?
Right, because it was 1997, they actually signed the Good Friday Agreement. It was, do you know that was actually called the Belfast Agreement?
No, I didn't know.
I'm going to do an episode about it. I have to do an episode about it, don't I? But, you know, that was 1997. What age was I? Fucking 13?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, and then even then, after, like, the Good Friday Agreement and stuff, the bombings and shootings didn't stop. And what happened then, like, in the early 2000s and stuff, then whenever, like, they weren't fighting each other, like, they weren't fighting against each other, once that stopped, they were fighting with each other, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then they started policing the areas, so then they were going around fucking shooting, fucking shooting neighbours, they were shooting fucking this, and they're shooting you for this. What they used to do was, like, they used to kneecap you. And then about 3 days later, they would spray paint around the area while you were kneecapped. So if you were like a housebreaker, for example, and there's like shops, like corner shops or whatever, they would shoot you and then they would write your name, such and such was shot for housebreaking, to embarrass you basically, and then to kick you out of the fucking country. If it wasn't that, it was stealing cars, drugs.
Yeah.
And like where I lived, like it was pretty bad when it came to housebreakers and stuff like that. And then I think the parliamentary organisations at the time, they had this massive campaign, right, we're going to fucking shoot these people. So they made a list and then they went around and that's what they did. They shot people and kicked people out of the country. And within a couple of months, there was nothing. Yeah. Because they used to hate people who were, like, stealing cars and stuff because it wasn't for the community. I don't think it was. It was literally because if you're in an area, the cars get stolen a lot. Then the insurance goes up. So we were cost, you were costing, I was saying, wheeze if I fucking
stole them. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
No, but yeah, so that's why it was like, oh, they're costing us fucking this much, let's fucking do something about it. But it is what it is. But, you know, I haven't, that was the 90s and stuff. But like, for me, I've been over here now 14 years. That's all in the past now. You know what I mean? Like, so fucking, but yeah, so the 90s for me growing up as a kid was shite. What about you?
Pleasant.
You bitch. Not a single gunshot.
No, oh my god, no. The only time that I saw a gun was if we went shooting.
Well, you were doing shooting?
My dad used to go shooting every weekend. In the woods.
You got a bit of white sleep in your eye and that's it. It's really doing my fucking head in. Alright, it's gone.
Happy now?
Yes. But didn't you like say you were fucking building dams and climbing trees and shit?
Yeah, man. That's what childhood was about here.
Well, I used to climb trees too. We used to have
but we weren't climbing trees to run away from people.
Well, neither was I. So me and my friends used to have this thing called we conquered a tree. So basically...
Conquered a tree,
oh, right?
Climb to the very top.
Climbed as high as you can, and if you can get right to the very top, you conquered that tree. And it used to be a status thing, so you used to go around going, I conquered that tree. This is one of the times I almost died. So I remember this massive fucking tree, and I climbed that, and I got near to the top of it, and all I heard was... And next thing you know, I was fucking falling. I fell off. This was about, I'd say, two or three stories high. And I fell down, boop, 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 had all the branches on the way down. The branch that I was holding on was quite thick.
So probably it was dead.
Yeah, but I didn't realize. And next thing you know, I just fell down this fucking thing. And then there was a fence. And I landed on the fucking fence. I had barbed wire on the top of the fence. It was a wooden fence, I remember this. And I fucking fell onto that. Rather than hitting the fucking pavement. But because I hit the branches on the way down, it slowed me down.
Yeah.
And I had a Liverpool top on. I remember, and I only had it, Liverpool Football Club, football top, and I only had it on for about 3 days. It was only like 3 days old, and this thing was ripped to fucking shreds. And I was more worried about that than I almost died. And that was in the 90s. And another thing in the 90s as well, like I went swimming, and this is another time I almost died. So we went swimming and was brought out the massive floats, and these things were like round floats, and I remember them, they were yellow on one side and then on the other side they were red.
Red, yeah. And we used those at swimming lessons.
They're huge, weren't they? So we joined them together and we were all like messing around with them, and then we were chucking each other off and somebody chucked me off. I don't know what the fuck happened, but next thing you know, I couldn't get fucking back up. And I didn't have time to take a breath, so I was almost instantly needing oxygen. And everybody was on top of the floats, and I couldn't do anything about it. I could hear everybody fucking panicking, and then I couldn't get fucking back up. Eventually, I did, but this was fucking weird because, like, whenever I was just like, I'm dead, like, whatever, I took a breath and I inhaled all water. And it was the weirdest thing about it was it felt like I took a breath, but it was just all water. And then at that, another three more seconds, I'd have been dead. But I think they all got off the fucking floats and I managed to get up. Because the thing was, it wasn't deep.
You don't need to drive in deep water.
No, like, I could have just stood up and it would have been fine. But because everybody was on top of the floats, that's what fucked me up, like. And then, but I got up, and as soon as I cut my head, and the first thing I did was vomit. But it was all water.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, you know when you stand up too quick, you get that dizziness? I had that, and then I took a breath. And it almost cleared that dizziness for a split second. And then I almost fucking died. Like, I almost passed out and would have died. And I remember, like, for 3 weeks after that, for about 3-4 weeks after that, like, I was leaning up. I had to, like, lie on the sofa, like, in the arm of the sofa. And, like, hang upside down and cough up all the fucking water that was still in my lungs. Like, I did that for about 3 weeks. But do you know what I did the day after I almost drowned?
Swimming.
Went swimming.
There's no fear as a child, though.
Yeah. Do you know I've been knocked down 3 times by a car?
Yes.
That was in the 90s. I was coming from school.
Surprised you went to school?
I didn't. I used to skip school all the time.
I used to really like school.
I fucking hated it.
Loved it.
See, what is it opposites attract? Mm-hmm. I just love this. I like how our timeline have met. Like, it's so weird, isn't it? Like, you know, my childhood, I'm running around dodging death. Fucking the Grand Reaper just constantly chasing me around the fucking place, and you're just in a field, just, you know, like, what do you call her, Cinderella and shit? Just like
Snow White.
Snow White. No, la, 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 la. No, I've got no worries. Oh, I pulled a hamstring. Oh, it's the worst day of my life. I'm pulling a hamstring, running around. Oh, one other thing as well. My childhood throughout the 90s, riots. Fuck the amount of riots. I was like, I think I was about 10 the first time I had a riot. And it was like almost, it was almost like a fun thing to do, like, as a kid.
It's like the kid in the film Belfast, you know, when he looted the washing powder. That was the funniest part of the film.
Oh, yeah. But that's, like, well, whenever I read and stuff, and it was never a fight the other side. It was always to fight the police.
Cause yeah, but what did the police do to you to, like, following suit? Like,
no, well, it's basically, like, the excuse, you want to go down and fight each other, but then the police are in the middle, blocked, preventing these two, and then you're hardly going to, you know, you're going to try, if you can't get to the other side, you're going to attack the police. And then, like, so, but the police love it as much as we do, because they're well protected. Yes, a few of them get injured and stuff, but I remember loads of times, like, where the Land Rovers come out, and the fucking police get at the back, and, like, when they ambush you and stuff, and they're like, right, yes, we bastards, let's have yous, and stuff, and then, like,
well, yeah, but they're probably not, like, they're no, probably like, thinking, we bastard, we're going to have you now.
No, they're, I remember quite a few times, they're getting out and they're laughing and they're fucking, I mean, it's no fun whenever they get hit and stuff and all, but, shall I tell you about the time I got shot in the leg with a rubber bullet?
Yeah, you have told me, but if you want to tell this.
So we were, like, chucking stones and patches. I can say this now because I don't do it anymore, but back in the day, we I'm in a different colour now, so fuck them. But yeah, so I remember, like,
yeah, your picture is on your you know,
well, this is podcast. This is, I wouldn't do it now, but, like, we were throwing, like, petrol bombs and bricks and stuff at the police, and I remember, like, it was night time, and I remember I was just about to throw my brick, and there was a guy beside me, and he just threw his brick, and next thing you know, I just felt this massive pain in my leg. And I looked at him instantly because I thought when he threw his brick that he
dropped it,
hit me in the leg with it or something. And then almost instantly I just heard a smash and there was like a car behind me and the back window smashed. I was like, the fuck was that? And then I heard somebody shouting, the police are firing batting rounds. I was like, oh, fuck, that's what it was. So I tried walking it off. I limped home and I was in bed for about a week. I had this perfect round fucking bruise on my leg.
Good shot.
It hurt. Well, yeah, because I think they're not allowed to fire above your waist, I think it is. So, yeah. I
would say it was a good... you can't run away and then they can catch you and arrest you then, can't they?
Well, that's... probably, yeah. Like, I would say, like, that was a good shot. Like, I fair play to them, like. And then... because I got hit with a water cannon twice. So they came out with a water cannon, got me really good, fucking flung me away. But I just went home, got changed and came back down. The rubber bullets fucking work. I remember seeing a guy getting hit in the neck and with a rubber bullet. And then you got another guy gets hit in the stomach, point blank, with a fucking rubber bullet as well. They were mad bastards. But it was funny, like, I remember, like, when I was a kid, it was quite comical, because, like, I just remember one time just walking down the riots and stuff, and then, down with my friends and stuff, and there was a guy walking around with, like, you know, the milk, green milk cartons, and this guy had a balaclava on, and there weren't milk cartons, there were fucking petrol bombs, and he was walking around going, petrol bombs, get your petrol bombs here. But yeah, so like, I'm gonna make a whole episode about that. Fuck me, almost 40 minutes already. We haven't even ticked up. So yeah, so that's what we were like as kids. So what else?
Powder opposites.
What else did you when you were a kid?
Not a lot, really.
Build fucking tree houses and shit.
Build a dam in the stream. Bike rides. My parents live on a hill, so rollerblades, skateboards, you know. Just normal stuff now, really, what kids do.
There you go. Well, it's not normal now, is it? And the thing is, look, whenever I'm not going to go into this.
If I ever had a child in this life, I would want them to play outside.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like TVs and games and stuff. I would be like, let's go for walks. Well, I think we went for like a 3-mile bike ride every day. Like in the summer holidays, we'd go for a walk and feed the ducks. Like, it's really simple, isn't it? But we used to love it.
Well, we used to just hang around in like alleyways and... you know, in the streets and play football and then play hunt. We used to play like hunt where like...
Is that like hide and seek or deno?
Something like that, yeah. So like we would say, right, you're not allowed past this street. You're not allowed past... We'll almost make like a circle and you're not allowed past there. And then one person would be like... Everyone was always scared about me and then Brenner being the short person that's chasing because we were that fast. And but there was like 60 of us. And like, do you know what I mean? Like fucking nowadays, like... Even, like, back in the days, you literally... No, if you're on a bus and you're going from one place to another, the streets are always packed. Fucking, you can go from one end of Wales to the other and not see a single person in the street.
No.
It's fucking madness.
I think like, the biggest difference when we probably moved in together was the first time it snowed, Neil. And, like, you were so excited to get a sledge. You called it a sleigh. A sledge. But you'd never, like, you'd never really had any proper hills in Belfast to go sledging, had you?
Well, it was
like,
all city.
Because it's city. Yeah. Whereas where we are here, well, Wales is just surrounded by hills, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's the perfect, you know, we can't get out because you snowed in, or let's go sledging. Still do it now in our 30s. It's wonderful. I mean, love it.
We've literally got it on our doorstep. There's a hill there. We can go sledging, sleighing, whatever the fuck you call it. And, but... You know, I was everywhere was just concrete and streets where I lived. So what we used to do, we used to like fill up the wheelie bins with water and then go to top of a road and then kick bins over.
So
and
it would freeze over.
Yeah, create our own ice rink and then watch cars trying to drive up the fucking stupid fuckers. So there we go. That's what we were like growing up as kids. I will do a whole episode about troubles and stuff. I think that'll be like a fucking 4-part episode, I reckon. So being a kid, and I think on the back of that, TV shows, they don't make TV shows like they fucking used to, do they?
No.
I mean,
I don't think I watch a lot of TV, to be fair, because I was out a lot, but like, used to watch like Arthur when you get that, because that was on after when you Arthur? Come home from school. Arthur.
Is that little weird cartoon? Yeah. He's like a baldy looking.
Mane of the Vampire.
I've heard of that one.
But is that... That's probably more late 90s, because obviously I'm younger than you. But Zap. I used to love Zap.
Yeah.
Zap.
Zap was always a good one. I mean, even to this day, my days off, like, I sit and I'll binge watch fucking 90s. Yeah, I'll watch, like, Funhouse. Do you remember that?
No, I don't think I ever watched Funhouse.
It might have been a bit before your time.
Before my time.
I loved that when I was a kid. The twins. Fuck me.
Go and find them then. Go and live with them. Go and ruin their lives instead.
They still look fucking fit, even to this day.
Off you go then. See ya.
But I think that was like 80s, and then went on to the 90s, that Funhouse. Could be wrong, but... cause, well, I just remember the host having like an 80s style fucking haircut. But yeah, Funhouse, and then that was always a good one. And then Art Attack for me was one of the best
things. Art Attack, yeah. I used to like Art Attack.
Think about Art Attack, like when you used to watch that, I said this to you the other day, like, okay, we're going to make this. You just need an A4 sheet of paper. And I'm like, I've got one. Oh, you just need this, an empty bottle. I'm like, fuck, I've got one too. And I was like, I can actually make this. And then he said, and then you need some googly eyes. And I'm like, where the fuck am I going to get googly eyes? Or you need some pipe cleaner. And I'm like, oh, there you go. Can't fucking make that now, can I, you bastard?
PVA glue or wood glue or there was always something on there.
What the fuck is it with him and PVA glue? Everybody was fucking sniffing that shit.
I used to love, like, did you ever do, well, you didn't really go to school, did you?
No.
But I used to love covering your hand with PVA glue, and then when it dries, it's like peely, and then you just peel it all off.
All right.
It's like sunburn peel, like, peel it off.
Do people in school still play the accordion? Or no,
it's not accordion, no. It's recorder.
Well, the same thing.
Well, I think they do, yeah.
Fucking nothing worse than...
I used to play the recorder.
Well, everybody, I think it's like a main
did
thing.
Did you play the recorder?
Everybody did. It was part of...
And I played the violin.
We all, polish. No, in school, like music class, it was always the fucking recorder. Anything. You play fucking bitches for me on the
No. There was that we had a recorder club. Like an actual recorder club.
Oh, did you?
And I think I only played like 3 Blind Mice or something.
But when you have like. I don't know how. I don't know how fucking music teachers didn't lose their shit.
Well, like, they got it, didn't they?
Because like, you got like. I mean, our school was fucking huge. In one class, there was like 30 people, and then you had like. Fucking, I don't know how many.
Yeah, but is that high school or primary school?
High school, yeah.
Yeah, high school's different.
But yeah, I remember, this is pretty funny. So like, in our music class, there was like, keyboards around the room, you know, like around the rim of the room. And then
Around what?
Around the edge of the room. Did I say rim? But you know what I mean? Like that countertop. So you have a keyboard going, each going around the room to save space, whatever.
Mm.
And I was right next to my mate. And then I remember he got up. And then as he went to sit back down again, I pulled his chair away. And he fit, you know, not pranking.
Doon, doon, doon.
Yeah, he reached out to try and grab something. He hit the keyboard over here. Ding, dong, dong, ding, dong. And then he fell. There's memories like that that just stick in your head. But then... So, yeah, what other TV programs is there? I remember one. I bet you, anybody listening to this, right? I bet you I can say a TV show that was out in the 90s that nobody will fucking remember. Hang on, do you remember the name? The Hurricanes. Does that ring a bell?
Do you have children in it?
No, it was a football team. It was a cartoon about a football team. No. The Hurricanes.
But I didn't really watch telly.
Well, it was like a normal thing, like... It was like a normal thing. You finish school, you come home, and then you watch like CA's TV, and then like...
No, see, like, I'd finish school, go home, have tea. We'd have telly on when... We'd have the telly on when we had tea, because we had tea early, because we were starving when we come from school.
When she says tea, she means fucking dinner.
Evening meal. Tea. And we had our evening meal at like 4:30, and then we'd be out till like 7, come in at 7, have a bath or a shower, and then we'd go to bed. We didn't really watch telly.
Well, ours was more like... Well, I mean, I don't know, because I just remember coming home from school and then CITV would be on, and then you would watch some things, and then... But there is times where you wouldn't be in the house every night, because, like, I remember...
I'd be out the house more than I was in.
Well, I remember the dinosaurs would be on whenever I used to eat my dinner.
Oh, I like the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs, and then after the dinosaurs, it was the Simpsons, and then after the Simpsons...
Oh, I hate the Simpsons.
Oh, no, hang on, dinosaurs might have been after.
No, I think dinosaurs would be earlier.
Right, so something was on after the Simpsons... And then after that was like Home Improvement. Do you remember that?
No.
You know, Tim Allen, you remember that?
No.
That was a classic. But yeah, so, I mean, we actually binge watched that 90s program, the American one, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, you remember that? It used to be on like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? That was another one. That was a classic.
You watch a lot more telly than I did. Yeah, I think you still do now, to be fair.
Well, I used to get grounded quite a lot. Mm. I think that might have been the fucking... Because I used to never do homeworks and stuff.
The only time I was grounded is when I cut my brother's head open.
Fucking hell, I fart and get grounded when I was young. You're grounded. 2 weeks. oh my God, that stinks. Add another 2 weeks on top of that. But yeah, so... what other TV shows? Random ones. Quickly.
I wasn't really a telly person.
I've got a game, right? So what we'll do is... I'll say a 90s TV show, and then you say it, and then the first one that can't say one fucking loses. How about that? I mean, we're in a betting mood today, aren't we?
Hmm?
We're in a betting mood today.
Hmm.
We placed a bet.
Yeah, but you can't say the bet, because what if he's listening?
All right, okay. He's probably sleeping. That's a little joke between us. Right, so I'm gonna kickstart it, right? Zap.
The Simpsons.
The Flintstones.
Demon Headmaster.
What the fuck is that? Say ones that actually existed.
The Demon Headmaster. Okay. Did you never watch that?
No.
Were you all lame?
Biker Mice from Mars. Good one.
Crystal Maze.
I watched that last night. I love that fucking program.
Well done.
Zap.
You've already said it. You're wrong. Right. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Right. Enough fucking dings. Jesus Christ. Right. So there you go. So that's TV shows. School, we already talked about that. Music, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Neither. Backstreet Boys.
There you go. Love bit of Backstreet Boys.
Five or Westlife?
Ooh. I'm gonna have to go Westlife.
Really? Gay boy.
Excuse me, I'm not. I can't help.
I like the Bad Boy. Five.
The woman with the fucking eyebrow piercing?
Yeah, Jay.
How's he a bad boy? He's got his fucking eyebrow piercing.
Well, no, but Five was more of a bad boy band, and then Westlife was kind of like gay, like your mum's not your mum.
Sorry for anybody who's listening to this.
No disrespect to Westlife, because they had a fabulous career, but they were more like the goody two-shoes.
No, they were more of a romantic. They were their target market was like women, like you and girls.
Oh, romance at like 12. Well,
a couple of Westlife songs though.
Yeah, some of the Westlife songs are good. I'm not, you know, I do like them, but Five is better.
Well,
Spice Girls or Steps?
Ooh, that's an arguable. I quite like Steps, to be honest.
I think I was a Spice Girls, but I did very much like Steps too.
Well, you didn't call me gay, so I'm happy with my choice. Because I reckon if I had said Spice Girls, you would have been gay.
No, Spice Girls is classic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
Come on, you.
But Steps have got really good songs, though, haven't they?
5, 6, 7, 8, my boots, cousin, baby.
That's one of the worst ones they ever brought out. Stop trying to get a record deal, Kirsty. It's not going to fucking happen. Okay, keep messing up.
Take that or Boyzone.
I'm going to go Boyzone, only because I don't like...
Because they're Irish.
No, I was going to tell you, I don't like Robbie Williams, and I don't like... What's his face? What's the other one?
Gary Barlow.
I don't like his face.
I know.
Huh? I don't know, he's just look... I don't know.
They've improved with age, I would say.
Well, do you know, there's a Boyzone and Westlife, some of them have, like, they've joined up. Westlife or something?
No, it's Boys to Life or something, isn't it?
No, I think it's Westlife.
E17, or Take That.
E17.
No,
I liked them when I was younger.
911 or NSYNC?
NSYNC. I would say...
Have you watched a programme on BBC One about boy bands?
My top three boy bands would be... Number one would be Backstreet Boys, number two NSYNC, and then number three E17. That's my top three.
Oh, I used to love Blue. So it would probably be then five, then Blue. And then...
You're going to say something random, like fucking...
No, I think it's on par. Like, I didn't like... I was too young to like Take That in the 90s. I prefer Take That, like, when they came back with Great Estate and stuff. And I think it was Westlife over Boyzone. Because I didn't like Ronan Keating's face. Sorry, Ronan, if you're listening.
I forgot what I was going to say there. We used to walk around and then punch people and they'd say, Take That.
Just walk of course you would, because you're a fucking
Take That. So, there we go. Covered music. Fashion, fuck me. Don't even get me started on that, shall we? Well, we haven't done movies yet, properly, have we? Music, right, we've done that. Fashion, poppers, remember them?
Yes.
Adidas poppers?
Yes.
And you used to get
the knockoff ones.
That doesn't pop all the way to the top. Why would you fucking... People were literally just raping you back in them days. Mm. To get, like... Can you imagine walking down the street now and somebody come up to you, ha-ha, ripping your poppers off, and be like, oh my God, I've just been sexy assaulted?
Dodgy haircuts. Did you have curtains in the 90s?
I had curtains, had big hoop earrings. I was effectively fucking in a boy band.
Oh, Neil.
I used to dye my hair, like, used to put
bleach.
Yeah, I used to bleach blonde streaks.
I'm so glad.
Bring that back.
I'm quite glad that I didn't know the younger you.
I pulled it off, I reckon. I had my fucking shale suit.
I've got really curly hair. And we brushed it in the 90s.
You were?
Brushed it. You're not meant to brush curly hair.
I used to put...
So my hair was like out here. And then my mum cut my fringe. So I was like, had a really, really wonky fringe. It wasn't straight.
Fuck, I used to have... I mean, anybody who... from the 90s would know this, but I used to have curtains, but I used to use that really fucking bad gel that
so was like snap your hair basically.
It was literally like you put it on your head and then about 10 minutes later it was like a hard hat. you could literally drive a motorbike and then you know the police pull you over, why are you not wearing a helmet? I am. Ding, 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 ding. that's a T-gel. I think a T-gel, no, I can't remember.
Yeah, T-gel.
But it was like literally fucking gloop gloop. It was like gloopy,
like blue.
Oh god, no, I fucking lost my hair. Wasn't there a video, like a woman, she put, some black lady put, this was in the 90s, this was the reason, she put Gorilla Glue on her head.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking stupid idea with that. But yeah, 90s fashion, like, I mean, they're bringing back mullets, right? All these kids are wearing mullets.
I'm not a fan of mullets.
But why, I thought curtains, I suited them back in the day. I was a fucking heartthrob.
Oof. I've seen pictures, Neil, you weren't a heartthrob.
So, piercings as well, I pierced me on the ear, I had two hoop earrings on one side and then one hoop earring on the other.
No.
I had the Sovereign rings.
I looked so gay.
No, I was a child.
So gay.
I was a chav. Back in them days, Kirsty, you look at a Take That song.
I hated chavs.
Well, it was a good thing we never fucking met each other, isn't it? But I've grown up now, I wear suits and stuff now, so I'm all good. Fuck you laughing at?
Not wearing a suit now, are you?
No.
Bear Grylls.
I'm chilled out. If I don't wear a suit, I'm wearing like camping fucking gear. That's when I feel comfortable, so shut your fucking mouth. But I mean, What else? Fashion wise in the 90s?
Dungarees.
Double denim.
Mm.
Oh, God.
90s fashion is coming back a bit, though, isn't it?
Is it?
Mm.
Like what?
Poppers. Poppers are back. I've seen people wear poppers.
Already covered this. If you pop them, you'll get done for fucking sexual harassment. Right, there you go. Right. So, fashion done. Toys.
Tamagotchi.
Oh, yeah. I had one of them. Fucking thing died in about 2 minutes. My sister had a Furby. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah. Furbies are weird. I don't think I really like Furby.
Furby's right. Hers never shut up, right? And it literally just, I fucking talked all the time. Do you know what I did to it?
Killed it.
She's going to listen to this as well. Hope you already know this, Shanna, if you're listening, but what I did was I put it in the microwave, turned it on, and it fried all the components in the inside, and then I took it out and it looked no different, and then I put it back in the room. She's like, my Furby's not working.
Should mum not buy anyone?
Huh?
I'm going to tell your mum on you.
I'm going to say, do you want to hear, this was actually, was it in the 90s? Probably not, but I'm going to embarrass her anyway. Do you know what my sister did? She put microwave chips on in the microwave. She put it on for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you've told me this story before.
And like, she was supposed to be 2 minutes, and then I was talking to her upstairs, and then all I hear is fucking, like, what the fuck was that? And went downstairs and the whole kitchen was full of smoke and you could just see the flame in the background. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I went over and I opened the microwave door and it was the box that was on fire. It wasn't the actual chips.
No.
And she burned. And then, but the good thing happened. So what we did was we opened the door and let all the smoke out and stuff and then pretend nothing happened. My mum came back and, what's wrong with the microwave? I said, don't know, mummy. And she ended up throwing the microwave out. But this is back in the day we used to get catalogs. You remember, you used to get catalogs and you knew we'd order something to get delivered to your house.
Mm.
She ordered another microwave and something wrong happened. But two came. So she only paid for one. Two came. So we ended up we got two microwaves. So win-win.
Win-win
for everybody. What other? Millennium babies? That was after.
Millennium babies? What the fuck's millennium babies?
Them fucking things, they grow. And you get them in an egg. Or no, the aliens.
Alien things.
Are they not called millennium babies?
I don't know. Never always just call them an alien in an egg. That you put them in water and then they grow.
Yeah.
And hatch.
Mine never fucking grew. It stayed the same size the whole fucking time I had it.
Just like you then.
Do you know what I remember as well, though?
Barbie.
Never had Barbie.
Ken? Action Man.
I never really had that either.
No. Favourite one? Kinex.
Oh, yeah. That's my favourite toy now. Yeah. I used to remember like going to the shop and buying lucky bags. Do you remember that?
Mm.
And it was like a pound. We used to have fucking pound footsies with me. And used to fucking...
I'm stretching, I am. I'm not playing footsie with you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the lucky bags were like, from what I can remember, were like 75p and stuff. And you used to get a colouring in book, colouring in pencil, fucking toy and chewing gum and all that for like 75p. Fredo, do you remember fucking Fredo Wars? Used to be fucking 10p back in the days.
Was it 10 or 15? I thought it was 15.
They were always 10p, I remember them always 10p.
And actually, you didn't just have a Fredo bar, you had a Taz bar too, which had caramel in it.
They were nicer than the
But Taz disappeared, didn't they?
Did they?
Do you remember the stuff that you can get in the packet of crisps? Like, you could win a fiver in a Walker's crisps, or what were they called?
Sachets?
No, they were like salt little discs. That you got in Chris. Pogos, Pogs.
Oh, yeah.
Pogs. And then you collect them because they are different ones, didn't they?
Yeah, I remember
Pogs. But you used to be really excited. And you used to get toys in, like, the Cocoa Pops and stuff. And the Kellogg cereal.
I don't even know why they stopped doing that.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you used to get, like...
Like, funky spoons and straws and...
Things for your bike.
Yeah, those little reflectors kind of things, isn't it? I used to love the packet, Chris, that you could get a fiver in, though.
Yeah. We used to get... I don't think it's a thing over here, but in Northern Ireland, you used to get packets of crisps called fives.
No.
Do you know how much they were?
5p.
They were tiny little bags. But you used to go in with like a pound and come out with like fucking shitload of fucking bags. And then what you would do was like, you would open one packet and then you would just take your time eating them and it would last longer. So you feel like you're getting more of your money. Mm. Back in the 90s, like...
Alien Raiders were like 15p or something, weren't they?
Like, Northern Ireland's lucky because they've got fucking potato. Like, see nowadays, you walk into the shop now, and in England and stuff, and you're just like, where's all the crisps? Like, where's all the fucking variety gone? It's shit
just
now.
Just walk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just fucking shit. But you go over to Northern Ireland, you've got all the potatoes, and you've got banshees and all. Oh my God, I fucking love it. Banshees are lovely. And, like, the flavouring as well. And, like, Northern Ireland's lucky, again as well, because they've got like Dale Farm. So over there, the ice creams and everything they've got over there is like ten times better than what's over here.
Yeah, but have you ever had a Dairy Streams ice cream?
Huh?
Have you ever had a Dairy Stream ice cream?
What's that?
It's not a company. You can't get it in the supermarket, but it's farm down the road.
Oh, you took me to that place one day?
Oh, it's amazing. Best ice cream.
Yeah, but Dale Farm is like throughout, like...
It's like a shop thing.
Yeah, because when you were over the last time, did you not have like a Joker or something? Because Jokers were like... Hang on. So you have Joker, which is like a cream, but then it's got like iced lolly over the top of it. And then you've got a Choc Pop, which is my favourite. So it was like basically like a fucking Cornetto.
What the fuck is a Choc Pop?
So it's like an
ice. Ice.
Yeah. No.
You said a Choc Pop.
I can't remember. What is it called actually? Choc Ice?
Choc Ice. That's like a block of ice cream just covered in chocolate.
Maybe that's what it is, but it's like mint flavour.
You could have mint or like plain or something.
Oh, they were fucking banging. Right. So there we go. So finish off in movies, do you reckon? I can't believe it's fucking an hour and 10 minutes we've been talking this shit for.
To be honest though, like I think if we have a conversation, an hour isn't long enough. You don't really need to do an introduction, I don't think.
Well, we could do a part two. 92 movies, best movies in the '90s.
Home Alone, 1 and 2.
Tabby. Why are you scratching? There's two scratching posts there. Why are you scratching?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 scratching posts, actually.
Oh, no. I didn't tell her to stop it. And she looks at you and say, what? What am I doing? What am I doing wrong?
What are you doing?
Blink.
Because she wants to play. Do you know that she's probably going to be wild for you tonight when I go to bed?
No fucking change there.
Because
did you hear her last night? She was fucking flaring here. Like, the speed.
No, I didn't hear her.
I think... When she runs, time slows down for her. Flash, we're going to get you a little Flash outfit. Think about 90s, right?
Cool run-ins, without a doubt.
Oh,
cool run-ins.
Off of that fucking
cool
show.
Cool run-ins. Hey, man.
Fucking, Kirsty, that show is shit.
Sang Are You Dead, Man?
It's shit.
Yeah, man. No, it's an opinion. Because you watch loads of films that are shit. And I don't complain about them, right?
Name me one film.
But Bad Taste.
There you go.
That's an 80s film or a 70s film, I don't know, but it's the worst film.
It's a fucking timeless classic, that's what it is.
It's not. Tremors isn't that much better either, mate.
Tremors is amazing.
Nah.
I'm gonna fucking shoot you. You know that.
Fucking carry on, pal.
Right, well, I think the 90s...
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Stop naming shitty movies and let me fucking... No, 90s was a great time. Well, I think it's debatable because like the 80s I'd say was the best time for movies and the 90s was okay.
I don't know, I wasn't alive in the 80s.
Well, the thing I love about the 90s, like my favourite actor of all time, my ultimate number one actor of all time, ask me who my favourite actor is all time.
It's Jim Carrey. I don't need to know, like ask you because I know.
So I absolutely love Jim Carrey and 1994 was like his biggest year. So he had The Mask, was out in 1994.
I like The Mask.
It's a good film. Domino, Ace Ventura, I think.
Don't
was
really like it.
What? That's a timeless classic again. So.
It's just stupid.
Do you know like, because it was, what's it called? Cox, something Cox was. She was in Friends. She's in Ace Ventura, the pet detective. Courtney Cox? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know Courtney Cox? Mm-hmm. She directed that movie. And then she wanted Jim Carrey to be on that movie. And Jim Carrey read the script. And he's like, I'll go on to this movie. If you only, like, unless... I'll do it if you let me rewrite my whole script. Mm-hmm. So everything he says in the movie is basically him. I love him because it's like... nobody can act better than him. Fucking fact. But you've got loads. You've got, like, Cable Guy. I think it was
Titanic.
Like,
Lion King.
I mean, not much more to say about that, is there? It's a classic, that.
Classic. Jurassic Park, the first ever Jurassic Park was in the 90s.
I like that. The Fly was out in the 90s, I believe.
Oh, that was love that film.
Guess who's taking a shit?
Not me. Hocus Pocus was out in the 90s.
First one's amazing, second one's shit.
Jumanji was out in the 90s.
Do you know what? Jumanji, it's watchable. I wouldn't say it's up there as one of my top movies, I don't think.
Matilda? Classic.
Shite.
Homeward Bound?
Shite.
Aladdin?
Do you know what I watched the other night? And it was out in the 90s, and it's a film that not many people know about. Toys, Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking brilliant film.
Casper?
Yeah, that's good. I actually went to the cinema to watch that.
Did you ever watch Fern Gully?
Who?
Fern Gully. Disney film. Was it a Disney film? I don't think so. The Last Rainforest. By fairies, I think.
No. Page Master, everyone fucking forgets about that. And then you've got Macaulay Culkin ones, obviously, with fucking Richie Rich. That's a good one.
I'm just looking. Thumbelina.
Dead, not found. Dead, not found.
What else we got? The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Shit.
The Secret Garden. That's a classic.
Sounds like a porno.
Hook.
Classic.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Was that 90s?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Honey, I Blew Up the Kids is a good one.
I think Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is better, though. Yeah.
But there's a few of them. Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. I think that was one. You think after the first fucking time you learn your lesson? Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We shrunk everybody here. Oops. Let's not make that same mistake again. Oh, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Free Willy.
Oh, I fucking hate that film. That's the fucking shittest movie. Free Willy.
It was good as a child, though.
What's she doing now?
I don't know. Debbie! What's she doing?
I wonder if there's any forgotten ones in the 90s.
Andre, he was a seal with a shirt on.
God, you watch some films. You say that I watch shit films. Every film you mention has been shit.
Yeah, but all your films are shit, too. Your face is shit. But you know the insults in the 90s. Oh, you're so gay.
Oh no, the insults in the 90s were a lot more like,
yeah, well, in my life they were. You're so gay.
I talked about this a while ago, right? But I think in the 90s, do you know the word spastic was the actual term for somebody who was like disabled? So hang on, the cat's taking a shite. She hasn't shit in the carpet, has she?
No, I don't think so. The curtain's in the litter tray. The
Our cat's ass fucking reeks. Yeah, when she shits, she fucking shits.
Yours isn't much better, to be fair. She just wants to play. We'll have to wrap this up.
Right, wrapping it up, guys. So, there you go. I think there might be a part two, because there was a fucking ton of load, like, shit.
I told you there was more than an hour's worth.
Yeah, okay.
We should start listening to me.
Every time I listen to you, my life gets worse. Why are you doing that, people?
Just okay. You.
I'm going to end this episode here, and I'm going to beat her up.
Can you remember, like, the, you know, you used to do Chinese burns and stuff in the 90s? You used to do a Chinese
burn? Where's this going, Kirsty?
No, can you remember the, there was like an arm one, and it was like the man, so you'd like stomp on the man, and you went down to open the door, and then the ants come up, and then you start pinching up the arm, and then the elephants came up, so you start hitting them.
No.
Oh, I don't know what it was called.
Why did we let people give us Chinese burns?
I don't know.
It wasn't like, you know, hold them down to give a Chinese burn. It was like, can I give you a Chinese burn? Mm. Yes, you can.
Mm.
Why do you want to go right. on?
Give no, I was never very good at doing Chinese burn because I'm not very strong, really. It's more
in the technique, though, isn't it? It's the twist.
What was it? Major say, major lose your underwear. And then you'd be like, I don't care. I don't swear. I can buy another pair. Did you ever do that sort of stuff?
I used to say eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
What was it?
I think she's having a stroke, everyone.
It dip, dog shit, you trod in it. Right. Or Mickey Mouse build a house, how many bricks did he have? And then you say six and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're right. Mickey Mouse build a house, how many bricks did he have? And then you just go through until there's one. Or the one is eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a knicker by its toe.
Okay, we're going to have to cut that out.
No, I said knicker, like knickers.
Fucking say that. We used to say tiger.
Oh, we said knickers, like pants, knickers.
Jesus Christ.
like. Like.
I'm going to have to fucking. Like, just to confirm, she said knickers.
Yeah.
Like your knickers. Yeah. Which
K-N-I-C-K-E-R-S. Knickers. Knickers.
Fucking hell. We used to say, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by its toe. Well, trying to catch a tiger by its toe. I mean, some places in.
Ipstitch,
and places it. Would probably say something else, but
yeah, no, we always said knickers like pants.
Should you stop saying that fucking word? God, you know, I shit myself when you said that. I was just like, there's no way she just said that.
Frilly knickers.
frilly knickers. Is that what you got on? Is it frilly knickers? Yeah. Right, on that fucking non-racist note, I think we're going to fucking bug out here.
Toodaloo. See ya.
Thanks for having me on this podcast. Really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. I won't invite you again. You've been quite boring.
Have I?
No. Joke's on you.
Well, I've got preparation day tomorrow because we've got to go to that fucking Slipknot concert.
We're going to a concert tomorrow.
Fucking Slipknot concert. Yeah, but what time's it over?
Well, you need to go to Water Street during the day and then be back for six. Be back for 5:30. It starts at 6. So it'd probably be over. Okay. I don't know, about 8-ish maybe. But if you go during the day, you can get your stuff done then, can't you?
Yeah, because I need to print off the paper and stuff, and then I'll come back.
Well, you could have done that today.
I've already ironed my suit and stuff, so I'm fine now. Right. Yep, we're going to bog out of here.
Toodaloo.
Thanks for listening.
Ciao.
And no doubt another episode's going to come your way very fucking soon. Do you know something? If I'm bored, I'm going to do one. You know? I've got fucking...
Well, don't include me into it next time, because I was quite enjoying The Grinch.
Right, well, watch The Grinch. I'm going to talk about aliens in the next one. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm an alien.
I'm a fucking alien. Alien.
Play the motherfucking outro. Outro? Whoop it up. See yous. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Toodaloo.